whatever. James just guzzled down.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but it's so good.
Strawberry basil.
Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. Strawberry basil, did you say?
So oh, even better. You know, they're using, like, the basil from their garden, and they're, they're trying to think a bit more seasonal now. Great. Some of these berries are a little bit off-season, too, but...
Well, probably when they started making it, it was right in season.
That's true,
because it takes a while to make kombucha.
It takes a little bit to ferment. Yeah. But this is made in Spencer, Wisconsin, and we have on tap right now, let me see if I can go off of memory, strawberry basil. We have a cardamom hibiscus, a jasmine cherry, and a root beer. So you can come in and do a little tasting just like James did with the kombucha.
Yeah. Actually, pretty much all these things. Like the oils and vinegars, you can taste test them all so you know what you're getting when you're taking them home. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, like the peanut butter, we haven't really done tastings because people just buy it by the largest size possible and we can't keep it on hand. But we probably could do tastings on that too. We also do almond butter. So fresh ground almond butter. If you'd prefer that to peanut butter, we do both. So that's a nice option.
Strangely, the kombucha went really good with the peanut butter.
Right.
It really did. It actually it went really good together.
Strawberry jam.
Yeah. You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us for the taste testing and all the different things we're not only doing here, but do for our community. We appreciate you so much. Really good to see you both.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the next time. And we'll talk because I'll be over there soon.
All right. We'll see you.
We'll see you soon.
Everyone. Happy day.
And keep the first and second of October on your calendar for the 75th anniversary.
Make sure to do that. Yeah. And you know, also find out more. Ask some follow-up questions. Stop by the store. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 423-3120. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Love you guys. We'll talk to you real soon.
You.
Take care.
Thanks.
Coming up, we got our good friends from Encourage joining us on Morning Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Here's your weather forecast on locally grown radio WFHR.
With a look at your forecast, I'm meteorologist Ashley O'Connor. Sunshine today with breezy northwest winds. High temps are headed for the low 70s. An isolated storm is possible this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight with low temps in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow with highs in the low 70s. Sweet, juicy California grapes from the fruit truck are coming in October fresh from the vineyard. Reserve yours now at myfruittruck.com. Right now, it's 64.
Looking at your temperatures, it is 60 in Stevens Point, 59 in Wausau and Marshfield, 63 here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two on this September 8th, 2021. Your host, James, here, and we're joined by our friends. Well, Encourage has really got the segment here, but they welcomed in a couple of people. We've got Christy Rauter-Egge, Encourage board member, and also with the Wood County Health Department. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And we have Kaylee Mangle with us as well from the Wood County Health Department. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning, James.
Thanks so much for being here, ladies. Really appreciate the time, especially, gosh, with everything that you guys have on your plate right now. just making some time to hang out with us. I really do appreciate it, but especially with what we're going to talk about today. Before we get to that, Christy, how are you and yours doing? How's everybody holding up?
We're doing well.
Good.
Doing well, enjoying the fall. So that's changing season is always fun.
Good. Very good to hear. Kaylee, how about you?
I'm also doing really well. Thanks for asking.
Very good to hear. You guys, the Wood County Health Department had a press release last week that came out. Did you want to kind of start with talking about that?
Sure, we definitely can. Yeah. I can get started, and then Kaylee can jump in. We do really aim to get information out to the public in a through various avenues, and one of those is that we do publish press releases frequently. We're not on a schedule for those, but we do publish them as needed and once there's enough information to do so. And the one last week, of course, had a lot of information about the FDA's approval of Pfizer, some of the information about third doses available for folks who are immunocompromised, and then some community testing that we have available in Wisconsin Rapids. So we can go into detail about all of those things today.
To start off with, if people aren't familiar with how they can get the press release, how can they traditionally get that?
That's a great question, James. So this press release does go out to all of our local media contacts, and that's something, it's actually emailed to folks, so oftentimes you'll see this press release posted or even printed in City Times or posted on different Facebook different Facebook pages of these social media or of these media entities. Our Facebook page, Wood County Health Department, you can also search that. Kaylee does post this press release on there as well, so you'll always have access to that. And it is also, all of our press releases are posted on our website, typically under current events. On the Wood County website. So if you search Wood County, Wisconsin, and then you'll see it right on the front page when we post those as well.
Those are all great resources. Appreciate that. So as far, there's a lot to get into when it comes to a lot of the data here and the research that's there. I kind of want to get out of your way and let you guys take over the show here. Wherever you want to start with it, I'll help keep things going along here, but where would you like to kind of begin from?
Sure, Kaylee, I'll take a stab with starting with the approval of Pfizer, and then you can jump in with the third dose for immunocompromised. So actually now 2 weeks ago, the Food and Drug Administration did approve Pfizer vaccine for people 16 and older, that it was a full approval. So we've been operating under the emergency use authorization for Pfizer, and we currently still are operating under the emergency use authorization for Moderna and for Johnson & Johnson, or the Janssen vaccine. So this is a big step in our vaccinations, and I think what's mostly important is that for people to know that that it is fully approved. There was a lot of question and hesitation in people getting the vaccination due to it only being available under emergency use authorization. It still is available under that emergency use authorization for the 12 to 15-year-olds. It's approved for 16 and older. And so they're just continuing to do, looking at the data, continuing to make sure that they feel really confident before they would approve it officially for that younger age group. But that's a big step for public health, and hopefully also will relieve a lot of people and help them, if they were questioning or waiting, now that they will get the vaccine knowing that it's approved.
And the concerns with this have kind of gone out the window, too, with the time that it's taken for them, the testing to do, although they've had more time with this with the younger group. So as far as some of those concerns, from what I've read and a lot of the research I've done, it seems like that a lot of those concerns aren't something to worry about as well. Although with anything that, there is something to be said for that, too, going into this understanding that every vaccine in history has some, gray area to it.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, the concerns really there is not concerns about actually any of the vaccines at this time. This mm-hmm. vaccine, all of them are some of the most studied vaccines in history and have the most populations that are vaccinated with them. And so, as always, people are different. People's bodies are different. Their makeup is different. People have different side effects from the vaccine, but we do know that they're safe. And we do really still continue to message that this is the best way to prevent hospitalization and death when it comes to COVID for people. We continue to see that people who are vaccinated, who are close contacts, or who may have breakthrough cases, which is very rare, the breakthrough cases, but in those situations, people have very mild symptoms and less have hospitalization or concern of death.
Very well said. And I think that that's an important thing for a lot of us to kind of take in and realize that these vaccines, it's not there's something necessarily anything going. The vaccines are, as you said, are the most, you know, researched and pressed maybe in history of vaccines. It's the people. People are different. Everybody is different. So a vaccine is going to have a different effect on a person. It's not really the vaccine's fault that it doesn't, you know, it's going to work fine for me and maybe not fine for somebody else. It is just human nature. It's just our bodies and the way these things kind of go. The fact that we have to keep saying this is a little silly, but it is a point, important fact to make. You are better off with the vaccine than without. That is just... there's no, you know, pushing against that necessarily with the data. Everything else kind of says that to us. So that is an important note to make and appreciate that.
Absolutely.
How about as far as the, I did want to make sure to mention the free drive-through testing. Do you want to touch on that real quick right now? There is.
Now,
the free testing is taking place now until Friday, this Friday, and it's over at the city parking lot off 3rd Avenue right there. Between the Centralia Center and the Tribune Building, it really, if you look for that white trailer with the Wood County logo, you can't miss it.
Yep, that's correct. And so that testing will be done from until 12:30 p.m. today. And then we have it running 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. tomorrow and Friday as well. No appointment is needed. And we're doing PCR tests, so people will... need to allow 5 days for results to come back. That is free testing as well.
Okay.
And to add to that, hot off the press, we are actually extending that testing. We just this was late in the evening yesterday. That testing will be available all of next week as well. Testing continues to be access to testing continues to be a struggle locally. Really with capacity, right? Capacity of our health systems. The schools are doing some testing as well, but we realize that people it's taking 1 to 2 days for people to get called back to schedule a test, and so we're trying to really help with that gap and provide more testing. So the testing will be available through next Friday, same time that Kaylee said, at that same location.
And thank you guys so much for the work that you're doing when it comes to that. And I really love the breaking news. Thank you for that. We always like that. So next week it'll be going on as well. Now through the 10th, and then next week the 13th through the 17th. Good to know.
Yep. Yeah.
So let's talk about that third dose and kind of touch on that a little bit for people.
Yeah, so an additional dose was recommended by the CDC and Wisconsin Department of Health Services for people who might not have, received enough protection from their initial vaccine series. So studies show some people who have weakened immune systems don't always build the same level of immunity after vaccination the way non-immunocompromised people do. So for that reason, we're recommending that people who are moderately to severely immunocompromised to get an additional third dose of an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. So that would be Pfizer or Moderna to increase their immune response. And that way they have better protection against COVID-19. For now, people who received a Janssen or Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we don't have a recommendation at this time. There will be, I think, information coming out soon, and I don't know if Christy has more information on that, but right now they're still looking at the data and research for Johnson & Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to mention, I know people talk about booster doses, and the additional third dose shouldn't be confused with a booster dose. A booster dose is a vaccine given, it's a dose given to people with, when the immune response to a primary vaccine series is likely to have decreased over a period of time. So the need for and timing of a COVID-19 booster dose hasn't been established yet at this time. So there's not, there's currently no guidance around giving people a booster dose quite yet. That's also something that is being reviewed by the CDC and FDA, and hoping to hear more about that in the future when that might be needed by the public.
So I think for a lot of people, the additional dose is a little confusing, or maybe they don't understand the importance or what an additional dose, a booster dose, you know, what that really is. Can we kind of explain that a little bit too?
Yeah. So for, you know, for people who are immunocompromised, that additional third dose is really there to help protect them. You know, once some people have already had the vaccine now for, you know, a year. So as time goes on, the vaccine reduces, you know, the antibodies and the protection reduces. So just like other vaccines, like the flu vaccine, there's, you know, you typically get a vaccine, a flu vaccine every year. And so with COVID, there will be, you know, another vaccine dose and potentially a booster dose in the future to help protect people from COVID longer term. I shouldn't say longer term, but, you know, throughout the year. So this is something that's very typical with vaccines, and it's really just a method that's done to help protect people and continue that, you know, to increase their immune response, basically, to have that protection. I don't know, Christy, if you want to elaborate any more on that.
Nope, that's exactly what I would say. And again, it's the booster versus an additional dose. And so the booster is something that, again, is not yet, we are not yet doing, and it will be coming in the future, likely. We're not, we don't know on the details on that, what vaccines, whether it's Moderna or Pfizer, or, but the additional dose, to not to be confused with the booster, is for those folks that are immunocompromised who may not have gotten as much immunity.
See, I think that, sorry, not to cut you off there. I think that latter part there especially is something that is kind of lost in the shuffle. It's not common knowledge necessarily. I don't think a lot of people may realize that. And that so much of this is important, and it may seem like, well, if you already know that, why are they going over this and everything? Well, we all know that we're fighting a lot of you know, anti-facts right now. And the more we can have people like yourselves giving people factual information and explaining these things, the less likely we are to have, you know, the misunderstanding and misinformation, you know, catch on and all that. Appreciate that, you two. We'll take a break. We'll put a pin right now. We'll come back, get into a little bit more about the self-registration and some other things with our friends from Wood County Health Department. A big thank you to Encourage for setting this up for us on Morning Magazine, AM 1320. WFHR.
I spent many Friday nights on the football field coaching kids. So when the COVID vaccine became available, I wanted to learn the facts. So I did my research, and I talked to my health coach, my doctor.
I told Pete it was safe, effective, and free for all.
My 7-year-old grandson has asthma, and I want to keep us both safe. That's why I got the vaccine. And that means I get to spend more time with my grandson.
Don't wait. Vaccinate. This message is brought to you by the Stop the COVID Spread Coalition, sponsored by the Healthy Wisconsin Alliance.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your weather forecast on locally grown radio WFHR.
With a look at your forecast, I'm meteorologist Ashley O'Connor. Sunshine today with breezy northwest winds. High temps are headed for the low 70s. An isolated storm is possible this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight with low temps in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow with highs in the low 70s. sweet, juicy California grapes from the fruit truck are coming in October fresh from the vineyard. Reserve yours now at myfruittruck.com. Right now, it's 64.
62 in Stevens Point and Marshfield, 61 in Wausau, and 64 here in Wisconsin Rapids, where we're talking to our friends from the Wood County Health Department. We have Christy and Kaylee with us, and thanks so much for being with us again, you two.
Yes, thank you so much for having us, James.
Not sure where that beeping's coming from. I'm not sure if somebody's got a call coming in or not, but wanted to take a moment to kind of not only thank you guys, but make sure that we've do you feel like we made a good definition between the difference of an additional dose and a booster dose? Do you feel like we covered that enough?
I do feel that way. Okay. You know, and just to your point there earlier when you were speaking about all the misinformation and you know, the nuances of language, it's so easy to get confused. There's so much changing constantly. You know, every week there's new information that we're learning, that we're sharing. And so never, you know, I would just remind people to never feel bad asking questions, never, you know, if you ever are uncertain. You know, we heard a lot of people saying, I'm not sure, what is it? What is the booster dose versus what is this third dose? And, so we definitely understand, and it's something that we manage, obviously, weekly internally, the communication aspect of things. But it never hurts to hash it out again, to talk through it again, and things are constantly changing. So it's just important for, I guess, for folks to remember, ask questions if you're unsure.
Very well said. And cannot encourage people enough to do that. There are no silly questions, especially with a topic like this. And in fact, a lot of the times these questions that you might think might be silly, I bet you one of these two might have had, or somebody over at the health department might have had. I know I have. I've had plenty of silly questions throughout this process, and we'll have more. We're all in the same boat on this one, you know? It's something that should be bringing us closer together, really, because we all got this in common right now. Self-registration is now available at the Wood County Health Department website?
Yes, so we have self-registration coming up for our vaccine clinic tomorrow, actually. And that will be from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Wood County Health Department. That's at the River Block Building in Wisconsin Rapids on the third floor. And we will be doing a Moderna vaccine for 18 and older. Pfizer vaccine will be available for 12 years and older. And then the third dose for immunocompromised individuals is also being offered. So people can register on our website at Wood County Health Department. Also, if you want, you can call 715-421-8911 or go to our Facebook page. We will be posting today with the link to our website as well.
Good to know, and thank you for sharing that. So we also wanted to let people know about, you know, for those that may have not gotten the vaccine, and if you need this to push you over the edge to get it and everything, you know, more power to you. There's an offer going around for a $100 Visa gift card to certain residents, to certain people.
Yeah, there is. And so that's a really, you know, great incentive for people who might, you know, be on the edge of whether they get it or not. So currently Wisconsin residents who get their first dose of any COVID-19 vaccine between August 20th to September 19th, they did extend the deadline to September 19th, from vaccinators in Michigan, Minnesota, or Wisconsin can get a $100 Visa gift card. So that's anyone 12 years and older. They are eligible, and you don't have to have a proof of insurance, citizenship, or ID. That's not required at all. So you can get more details at 100.wisconsin.gov, and 100 is actually the number 100.
Okay. Good to know. And, you know, hey, if it gets people to do it, that's what counts. I personally kind of think getting the vaccine and not getting COVID is pretty much a bonus, all the bonus you need. But if you need an extra bonus, you know, there's that to it. We've got about six or so minutes left here. Is there anything we haven't touched on that either of you would like to kind of talk about and maybe get into that we don't have an opportunity to all the time? Are you guys there?
You know, okay. The only thing I'd just like to add to the conversation today is, you know, we're wishing everyone, you know, happy back to school. All of our school districts are back in, and, you know, our schools are doing an amazing job at mitigating spread of COVID, and many of our schools have a mandatory mask, or our larger districts, I should say, are having masks mandatory, because we know that in those cases, if parties are masked, that we are not having to quarantine kids, so we're able to keep them in school, which is super important to the mental health of our children, super important to families, to working families. Obviously, we all know how challenging the last 18 months has been on people with quarantining and with schools at some points not being in session. And so just want to throw kudos out there to our school districts and to all that they're doing. We continue to monitor cases and we continue to provide them with reports. You know, we have a lot of amazing data and information available. So folks can always look at our dashboard. That's also, you can also find that through a search on our Wood County website. If you right on the top, there's the orangish kind of COVID information button that you can click, and then you can find the dashboard in that content area. So that's something that, you know, hard to keep our data up to date. Data is getting scrutinized across the nation. I hear a lot of questions about data, but I will say at the local level, very careful with data. We're very careful. You know, audits happen. We make sure that we're keeping our data up to date, and we're making sure people have the best information they can have that we know, you know. And so, again, you know, kudos to the schools. We want to keep kids in school. And if you have questions about school-specific or, you know, wise to your school district, go on and check our dashboard. There's lots of great data there. Kaylee, is there anything you want to add?
I think just recommending, you know, masking and vaccines are still the safest way to protect ourselves from and preventing transmission to others. So I would still recommend people do mask and get the vaccine if you haven't yet. And then also continuing to maintain physical distance, practicing good hand hygiene, staying home when you're sick. I know that can be difficult for people to stay home when you're sick, but I do think, you know, that can really help a lot. You're not spreading your illness to other people, whether it's COVID or another illness. And I think that's all I can think of right now.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate both of those perspectives, both the things you guys said there. They're very helpful. If I can add one thing, and this is just me talking here, I wanted to double check. You guys, Sue, a bunch of you over there at the Wood County Health Department, none of you are millionaires, are you?
I wish.
None of you are millionaires. I'm guessing none of you are running for political office either. A number of things that I could ramble about right now. Basically, my point is that your guys, what you're there to do is to keep our community healthy, keep us safe, take care of us, protect us, do the things that not a lot of people are willing to be on the front lines to do. You've been doing this your whole careers, and especially in the last year and a half, last 2 years. That's all you guys are trying to do is do that. If there's one word that I can ask people to do is be patient, be understanding, have some empathy. There are no lawmakers in the Wood County Health Department. There's nobody who is going around, doing any work like that. They are strictly doing what they can to try to keep us healthy and safe. To take this to another level, any of the threats or any of these kind of things that go on, we need to be calling other people out on that. And not accepting that and just saying, well, that's just society nowadays. No, that's got to stop, because these are people that all they're trying to do is do the best work that they can, keeping us healthy. And people are blaming you guys and taking shots at you guys with things they have no control over. It reminds me of going to the gas station and seeing somebody yelling at the gas attendant about the gas prices. That kid didn't make the gas prices. That's not his job. His job is just checking you in and out. People are just trying to do their jobs. They're just trying to keep us healthy and upright and moving here. It is It is a black eye on all of us in society if this is what we accept, if we accept people treating people that way. We can't be doing that, and we need to call other people out on that stuff because it's a cowardly act, and all you guys are doing, trying to do is be heroes and do heroic things for us, and we thank you. We appreciate you doing that. Thank you for letting me ramble. I do want to mention one more time, too, about the free drive-through COVID testing. That is taking place at the city parking lot off 3rd Avenue between the Centralia Center and Tribune Building. Right there, and you really can't miss it, especially once the white trailer shows up with that beautiful Wood County logo on it. It goes from 9 to 12:30 today up until Friday. And then, as we found out from you guys, thank you again for this, next week you'll be at it again, 13th through the 17th.
Yeah, thanks for that call out, James. We're happy to be able to have this testing available. And so if folks need to get tested, if folks are symptomatic, it's really simple to drive through. We have some excellent staff providing the service. And, I really appreciate your comments before that. Kindness goes a long way, and we can really all strive.